Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Today's verse is from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 2. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. I shared an image last week on Instagram that said, instead of saying God wouldn't give you more than you could handle, you could say, let me come over and do some laundry. That phrase has stuck in my head, that picture has stuck in my head all week, and it is the reason I chose this verse for today's uplift. Now, I don't often share sort of my personal stuff in this podcast, but when our life had some trauma introduced into it this summer, the one thing I appreciated so much were the people who didn't ask but just did. The ones who came with hugs and got the kids so we could have time to process without her. The ones who showed up with baked goods and a hug. The neighbor who brought a hug and a six-pack. The friend who asked if I wanted to go on a walk simply to process and then gave me a hug. Are you noticing a hug theme? That's a real thing. Today's verse is about burden sharing. Now, it's not just about thoughts and prayers. That's not what burden sharing is. Those are helpful. Honestly, they really are. Despite all of the bad press lately, it is amazing when someone says they're praying for me. But thoughts and prayers are not the same as burden sharing. In Paul's letter to this little church in Galatia, he reminded them that as members of a community of faith, when they share burdens, they fulfill the law of Christ. So what does this mean exactly? Burdens, to Paul, are anything that are too heavy for one person to carry on their own. That's how he defines it. That's how the Greek word he chose defines it. Even later in this same chapter, Paul reminds those people in the church that they carry their own load, that everyone has their own stuff to carry, and they should carry what they're able to. But sometimes that load changes and it turns into a burden where it's just too much, too heavy. Now, this means that something that might not be a burden to you is a huge burden to someone else. That means what is overwhelming and completely unmanageable for you might be easily handled for someone else. So when we see someone struggling under the weight of a burden, whether it's grief or anxiety or illness or depression or anger or hopelessness, it is not our call whether or not that burden is big enough to be worthy of being shared. And it's equally important that if that burden is yours, if you are the one that's struggling, you don't have to think to yourself, well, I mean, somebody else has it worse than me. All experience is personal. And so when something becomes too heavy, Paul reminds us today that we can share it. You can share it and ask someone to share it, or you can notice someone struggle and share it with them. When Paul tells us that burden sharing fulfills the law of Christ, we might not quite get what he means by that, but the people listening to him knew exactly what he meant. The law of Christ is love. So when he says burden sharing fulfills the law of Christ, he means burden sharing is how you show love. This means that we are called to find those who are struggling under the weight of a burden that has become too much and help take some of it off their shoulders. Not to take it all, but to share it. There's an old proverb that says, a burden shared is a burden halved. When we carry each other's burdens, we are showing them love. And love that makes a burden lighter is love you can physically feel. So often we judge the worthiness of someone's pain as a barometer for whether or not it needs sharing. We say things like, well, they did it to themselves, or they should be better by now, or, you know, they've got a lot of family in town, so they've got a lot of support. They probably don't need me. Or even, you know, on the outside, they look okay. Instead, our call is to share a burden, to just go and help and be with. Not to ask, what can I do? But to just go and do. Ask yourself, what is the most loving thing I could do in this moment? And then do that. Lastly today, I want to have a little moment for you uplifter caretakers. Your role is so important, and it's so hard. As the trauma that we went through this summer was not mine, but my husband's, I became a caretaker by marriage, right? It was my honor and joy to be that person for him. I was happy to do it. In fact, I found a lot of joy in the midst of sorrow by being able to care for someone I loved in such a difficult time. But it's hard to be a caretaker for someone who is struggling. And I so appreciated the handful of people who, yes, would ask how we were doing, how he was doing, but then intentionally took time to ask, but how are you? What a lovely question to ask of a caretaker. It was just so darn nice to have someone recognize that even though this thing hadn't happened to me directly, being on the periphery of trauma is hard. And caretaking can be exhausting if there is no burden sharing here either. So even though it's the easiest thing to offer to share the burden of the person who's going through the thing, don't forget about the caretakers. If you know a caretaker, a spouse, a family member, a best friend of someone who is struggling, who is going through something, give them a little extra love today too. And if you are one of those people, if you are a caretaker, I see you and I value what you do and I want to know if you're okay. Continue to be team uplift this week, people. It's important and burden sharing is part of what we do. So let's do it together. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.